Welcome to the third episode of the Paw Pals podcast. In this episode, I'm going to talk about choosing an outdoor dog kennel. So there's two main types of dog kennels. One is made out of chain link and like a metal frame, and the other one is made out of a very similar or the same metal frame and welded wire. This is basically what I found using both of these. I started out with the welded wire and then I moved to the chain link. So the chain link is actually weaker, in my opinion, than the welded wire. When you put it together, you build the outside frame and it kind of, it's like conduit pieces, metal, long metal pieces that snap together. So you put all those together and then what you do is you pick up the roll of chain link and you tie it to each of the poles as you walk around the kennel. And then after that, you attach with little wire pieces they give you. You attach the bottom to the bottom pole, so the bottom of the chain link to the bottom pole of your dog kennel. So it's a little trickier to install, and you definitely need two people to set it up, because with the weight of the chain link and the height of it, it would be extremely difficult, if not next to impossible, to do by yourself. Plus, it's going to want to like roll back up because it's been rolled into just a roll of wire for who knows how long at the factory, and it kind of wants to keep its shape. So that's one of the things I found. It also seems, it's also very difficult to get it so that, I also had a difficult time getting it so that the wire between the poles was tight enough. I got it pretty good, but I didn't get it as tight as I wanted it to be. And that can actually cause your dog to potentially get their paw caught in it or allow them to more easily intentionally rip and try to tear apart the wire, which can be a safety hazard because if those breaks, there's going to be sharp ends involved. And then the one perk, one of the perks to the chain link dog kennel I found is that it's much less expensive than the welded wire kennel. And another thing is you don't need a trailer to transport it home. It comes in a big, long box. And even if you have, like, a car, if you fold your seats down and stuff, you can most likely get it in there somehow. You might have to, like, bungee your trunk shut, which I've never been a fan of. But some people do it, and it works out for them. So that's, it's easier to get home, but that box is heavy because it's full of metal, so definitely consider that. And with the difficulty of trying to install it yourself, I would highly recommend you at least have one other person helping you. The other thing, I found that the chain link is more time consuming to install because of having to tie all the individual, basically chain link forms a pattern and you have to tie like every couple of pieces of the bottom to the pole. Otherwise, it's not going to be secure and your dog can just push out of the bottom of the kennel and that's kind of defeats the purpose of the kennel, to say the least. So it takes a lot more time to, you know, make it so it's secure also. So, and then I actually had a dog and she escaped my chain link fence and broke her tooth in the process, which was not a good thing to say the least. And then the other type of dog kennel is a welded wire dog kennel. I prefer these. They're more expensive than the chain link, but I've spent time after my dog had ripped apart certain areas of the chain link, you know, trying to tie it back together only to have her turn around and rip it apart again. And then the potential is always there with her doing that, of her like cutting her paws or her mouth or something on the chain link while she was trying to rip it apart. Whereas with the welded wire, I never had a problem with her trying to dig at it or pull it apart or anything like that. It seemed to be a lot stronger than the chain link. The one thing with the welded wire, however, is you will need like a trailer to get it home, or you will need to have some companies will deliver it to your house. And that's just because it's a large piece of metal that's, you know, it's a large piece of metal that's all welded together and it doesn't fold up or anything, so you're kind of stuck with it like that. It seems to me to be easier to install, and probably it seems to me to be easier to install because all you really do is there's some brackets on each edge and you secure those to like the other panels, and that's it's kind of like a yeah, so basically you secure the brackets to the other panels and then you're done. So it's pretty simple. The one thing that I have also seen done with this, which is nice, my dad did this when I first kind of welded wire kennel, was he took 4x4x8s, which are, and then he bolted them together to make just a frame on the bottom. And then on each corner corresponding with like where the poles would line up, he drilled a hole a bit into the 4x4x8 to ensure that the kennel was square and to also keep my dog from messing with it. It made it much more secure and sturdier, and I never had a problem even in that kennel with her trying to dig out, whereas in the chain link kennel I had a problem with her trying to dig out. The other thing to keep in mind is that if you think your dog's gonna want to dig out or you're concerned about that, what you can do is you can put, you can either scrape down into the soil and put like chain link down there or a welded wire piece on the floor of the kennel, and you can bury that with like dirt or gravel. And if you wanted, you could also bury it with dirt and then plant it in grass if you wanted grass in your kennel. But that way your dog can't dig out that way. The only thing I'd make sure is if you do that any sharp edges, if you use a piece of chain link, is like tied to your kennel or that it's bent in a way that if your dog digs down, no sharp pieces are going to be sticking up that they could like stab themselves with or anything, because that would not be a good thing. So those are my thoughts on choosing an outdoor kennel. Thank you and have a great day.